Hi there. The word for you today is on how to overcome perfectionism. In Philippians 4 verse 8, Paul writes, "Think about the things that are good." Be honest. Have you ever met a perfectionist who was truly happy? You haven't, have you? Because when things must always, quote, be a certain way, life becomes miserable because it's constantly changing. As soon as you solve one problem, another one comes along. Instead of dwelling on their blessings and being grateful, perfectionists tend to focus on what's wrong and why they need to fix it. It may be a job they did that was less than perfect, or a few pounds they need to lose, or even a disorganized closet. Or it could be someone else's imperfections, the way they live their life, how they behave, or the way they look. Listen, constantly dwelling on flaws, either your own or somebody else's, makes it impossible to be grateful. And gratitude is the very core of happiness. Now let's be clear, we're not talking here about striving to do better. We should all do that, and that's a good thing. We're talking about obsessing constantly over what's wrong. Look, there'll always be a better way to do something, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy life the way it is right now. You say, well, what's the cure? Here it is. Catch yourself before you fall into the trap of insisting that things should be done different from how they are. Stop and remind yourself that in the absence of your judgment, everything will work out just fine. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 28, in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Did you get that? That means God's in control, so it's okay for you to let go. Instead of focusing on the negatives, Paul writes, think about the things that are good and worthy of praise. When you start to do that, you'll begin to discover how wonderful life really is. Okay?